This is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriots come hard. He fires to the right, and it is picked off at the 40. Vincent Wilfork at the 50, at the 45, and all the way down to the 30-yard line. Vincent Wilfork.
The pregame social is the world's largest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
And the Patriots are world champions again. Back-to-back. Three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Pats take on the Miami Dolphins.
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap on fourth down. He's got it. Back to throw. Looks. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Mark, Paul, and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Live from inside Gillette Stadium, it is the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Andy Hart. Paul Perillo will be in just a couple of minutes, and there is a lot of static happening right now in the early moments of the program.
Kevin's looking at the poll center. I'm not sure it's the poll center's fault.
No problems in the poll center.
I think we were...
Is that good?
I think we were maybe just hit with a bolt of lightning or something. I don't know. But we're off to a great start here on the program this morning. Patriots back home, 5-2 on the year after a loss last weekend, a very controversial loss to the New York Jets, 30-27 in overtime last week. And this week they welcome the 3-3 Dolphins to Gillette Stadium, an AFC East matchup. Andy, how big of a game is this for the Patriots? How important is this one?
I think it's a big one. You know, you look at this, they're 5 seconds away from being in a three-game losing streak here. The Dolphins also in a three-game losing streak, by the way, but only a game and a half back in the loss, game and a half back, one back in the loss column. Things aren't feeling good these days at Gillette Stadium, I don't think, and I think they need some goodwill. I think they need Gronk to come out. I think they need Brady to see to look good, not get sacked 13 times as he has in the last three games. The offensive line, they need to play well. They need to give people some confidence. You know, we were just talking about it. Late arriving crowd here at the stadium today. I don't know if it's because the fans were up late watching the Red Sox last night or if something else going on. But I think this whole Patriot Nation could use come out and get a 14-0 lead. Drive
shot
down
in the arm,
field.
If you will.
Yeah.
You know, little boost.
Little Dunkin' Donuts. What do they call those little extra things?
Turbo shot.
Yes, because with the injuries, and we'll obviously get into that, but injuries are still going to be a major concern for the next few weeks. Looks like Talib not going to play, even though Amendola will be back. You're kind of playing a plus-minus game every week there with somebody you lose. And a little boost would be nice.
Boost would be nice. And I'll tell you, you mentioned that they're 5 seconds away from having a three-game losing streak right now. They're also 5 seconds away from Tom Brady not throwing a touchdown pass in three straight games. And I think the offensive struggles are something that we'll talk about more on this show today. But I want to let you know, if you want to get involved, the phone number for you is 855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. We'll take your calls leading right up until the game today between the Patriots and the Dolphins. If you want to email, we do take a lot of emails on this show. Webradio@patriots.com is where you can email us. And if you're out there on Twitter this morning tweeting, send us your tweets about the Patriots and what you're thinking about prior to the start of today's game. And make sure you put the hashtag PPGS on your tweets. That's Patriots pregame social. PPGS.
Should we explain that by any chance? Just in case anybody is not totally familiar with Twitter and how to use it. Using the hashtag PPGS kind of collates all that into one area where you can search it or just simply click on the PPGS in your phone and it'll bring you to all those tweets that everybody's using. So we're trying to have a big group discussion here, a global pregame social group discussion with the hashtag PPGS.
And we are a very global program.
We're global. I guarantee you're going to hear a call from outside of the U.S. today. I guarantee it. So that's my cue to give out. I'm going to stick with it. I still haven't gotten a call from the Ukraine, so I'm going back to the Ukraine.
Back to the Ukraine.
0800502749 for the Ukraine. That's 0800502749. All you others in Australia, you know the number. UK, you guys know the number. Your regular countries. I want the Ukraine today.
All right. So there you go. And if you're in North America, 855-PATS-500 is where you reach us. Paul Perillo will be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Back to the injury thing. It looks like Danny Amendola is going to play. And that means Amendola and Gronkowski on the field at the same time in a home game. That has to be, I guess, a catalyst to get Tom Brady back to being Tom Brady, right? I mean, this is that excuse with having receivers that are young and inexperienced and are having drops, which I don't think was a major problem with the drop stuff last week. But
no,
now,
no, Brady was the problem. Yeah, problem. Last week. A lot of bad throws.
The problem was Brady. And
who
his
may
throws.
Be hurt?
Oh, literally going to get something there. See, I mean, that right shoulder
photo,
ailment.
Right shoulder on the injury report on Thursday.
Was looking
limited.
At his hand last week.
Then you and on Facebook, the Patriots put out some photos from a charitable Make-A-Wish Foundation. Tom Brady's right hand, the two middle fingers taped together, sparking a little intrigue and controversy. Sources told, I don't know, somebody from NFL Network, Ian Rappaport, that there's nothing. He's fine. But, you know, just interesting.
Well, I know you don't put a lot of stock in that particular report.
I don't. No. But I also don't think he's injured, really, right now. This shoulder thing, it was gone the next day. I don't know if that was Bill tweaking somebody or something. And the finger thing, you know, what happens? Football players all around the league tape fingers together all the time. I'm not really willing to give him the out just yet that he's hurt. I don't think he's playing very well, and I don't think he's getting good protection. Those need to change today.
Okay, and I think the protection part of it is a big part.
Huge.
That
especially
gets a little bit overlooked in all of this.
Yes, 13 sacks in 3 games ties the most of any 3-game stretch in his career. The only other time was back in, like, November of 2001, his first season. And we know that Brady now is affected by the pressure. It gets in his head, or it gets in, you know, he gets a little jittery, starts to anticipate it. So I don't even think it's just, oh, 4 sacks a game. It's when he gets hit 3 or 4 times early in games, I think that has a compounded effect throughout the rest of the game. It gets in his head.
Gets in there. Crawls right up in his skull.
And that's not good.
No, it's not good. You don't want anything in your skull. That's
certainly not like Cameron Wake in your skull or something like that.
No, you don't want any of that. No. None of that. You don't want any of that in the back of your mind as you're taking on the Dolphins today and start thinking about what's coming after you before it even does.
That's right.
Right?
You got to trust Sebastian Vollmer. You got to trust Nate Solder. I know they haven't exactly earned your trust in recent weeks, but you got to. Another topic just to throw out real
sure,
quick.
Go ahead.
As we sort of set the table here. Yeah. Reports are Larry Fitzgerald may be on the trading block, and I know Patriots fans forever have been lusting after Larry Fitzgerald. He's been the dream addition to give Tom Brady a veteran, proven playmaker. So the trading deadline's coming Tuesday. Maybe the dream is alive. Maybe the dream to add Larry Fitzgerald is alive.
Now, is that report that Larry Fitzgerald will be traded in the offseason, or he's going to be traded prior to the deadline?
Well, it sounds more like offseason, but you never know. If he's going to be traded in the offseason, there's going to be at least a chance you could lure him away from the Cardinals now, right? If they're planning on trading him, if you go in there and you offer him something, boom, beat everybody to the punch, right? Right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm
You're
with
not
you.
Going anywhere in this radio business if you don't like to drum up topics like
I mean,
this.
I got to be honest with you. I love Larry Fitzgerald, but and I agree, Patriots fans should want that player, lust after that player, however you just put it. But isn't that every team in the NFL?
Sure.
Doesn't every team in the NFL want that player?
Sure. Now, I wonder if there is going to be any, you know, I know the Cardinals have a due diligence that they need to do in terms of getting the most for him, but I wonder if there's any Ray Bourque aspect to this, you know, give him a chance to go win a ring. It's not just the highest bidder. It's not just, you know, any team, if he has any say in this. And I don't know his contract situation, if he has any whatever. But, you know, maybe you do him a favor and you send him to Brady, or you send him to Manning, or, you know, you send him to a place where he can have success, win a championship maybe. You know, a little Ray Bourque thing.
There is major, major cap implications for the Arizona Cardinals if they move that contract.
Yes.
So wouldn't they have to be compensated for those
sure,
hits
sure.
that they
I mean,
would take?
He's going to, yeah.
On top of being compensated for the player himself?
Yeah, but, you know, if you want to trade him, you know, it's that tough. You want people to know you want to trade him so you can get every deal possible.
Yeah.
But if people know you want to trade him, that limits maybe what they're offering. So who knows? I just think it's a fascinating, you know, like I said, Patriots fans have been lusting after him for years now, 2 or 3 years ago. And maybe the dream is alive.
Maybe it is.
I have a dream.
855-PATS-500, 855-PATS-500. So we're talking about today's matchup between the Patriots and the Dolphins, things that obviously need to improve for the Patriots. Tom Brady needs to play better. But with that comes the play of his offensive line.
Yes.
Needs to be better.
Everyone
yes.
sucks but me.
They need to protect him better.
I know, everybody sucks.
What do you think it looks like today
Period.
With we expect Amendola to be out there and be playing with both him and Gronkowski on the field?
I think it'll look better. I think you'll see Brady. You know, everybody was on him for targeting Gronk 17 times last week. I don't really have a problem with that. I have no problem when you are struggling and you have found no consistency with going with what you trust, what you know, what you believe in. And, you know, you have another guy. Because I include Amendola there, even though he's only played, what, 3 games? I think so far, you know, I include him in the sort of the known commodities. I think he and Brady are comfortable working together in a short time here. So I think you have two guys now where you can spread that out and say, okay, that's where Brady's going to go. But to me, it's Gronk. I'm ready for Gronk to have just a big day today. You know, I think he could eat up that secondary, you know, down the middle. We saw it last week initially. Rashad Jones is a physical safety for them. I'm not sure he's a great cover guy. Danelle Ellerby will be involved there. But, you know, Gronk was a hair away from having a re-goddamn-diculous game last week.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah,
he could have easily had three touchdowns or a couple touchdowns.
Yeah.
Chance to win the game late, which he said, you know, I should make that play. One-handed or not, and then you get into the discussion, why was it one-handed, whatever.
Well, you can say that, but I got to be honest, I don't blame him for not catching that pass.
I don't really either. But my point would be, I just think he's, to me, I've just put the injury in the past. I saw a guy out there that I thought was doing everything relatively normally, relatively at Gronk-like level, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple Gronk spikes in the Gillette Stadium.
So you don't think there's any way in which he slowed down to try and protect himself, or the way in which he ran or didn't run through guys? You didn't see any of that?
No, I saw Gronk. And I was very happy to see Gronk. You know, I was expecting Gronk. And I was predicting 8 catches, which I got.
Yeah,
I didn't
you
quite
did.
Get my 130 and 2 scores, but I was only a hair away from those. You know, he could have had 200 yards and a couple scores potentially. But and I just actually popped across Twitter with the Patriots putting it out. Did you see that there are those big Gronk heads making their way around the stadium today?
Haven't seen.
Hey, Poll Center, what's that ad
that
for?
It seems to be the popular.
Dunkin' Donuts.
It's a Dunkin' Donuts Gronk, sideways chomp. Profile Gronk chomp with his mouth yep. open. That'll be dirty on Twitter on the internet at some point. That'll be photoshopped into
Gronk
stuff.
Chomp.
But a lot of Gronk faces in the crowd. I'm going to look for a lot of Gronk spikes in the end zone. Two.
Calling it right now. Andy says two spikes.
And
for
I was
Gronk.
Right last week when I predicted 8 catches. Didn't know at the time it was a career high.
You predicted 2 scores last week though, and that didn't come out.
But I mean, give me your
way. I mean.
I was, as they say, you know, that famous sea animal, a sea hare away from having those.
Yes. Paul Perillo is now joining us here in studio on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. Again, the number for you is 855-PATS-500. Open lines for you right now at 855-PATS-500. Paul, we're just getting going here, setting the table, if you will, talking a little bit about the return of Danny Amendola today, as we expect him to be out there with Rob Gronkowski. And this has to be sort of the way for Tom Brady to get back to being himself. He's the excuse of not having the experience of guys catching the ball, that's gone. The drops, I don't think, were a significant problem last week. Some of this has to come back to Tom Brady, and maybe even more importantly, the protection of Tom Brady.
Yeah, and Andy has been big on the offensive line for a few weeks now. He wrote a commentary on it a couple of weeks ago.
Scathing commentary.
Not so scathing.
No, we're PFW.
It's more like we like these guys a lot.
Pussy-footing commentary,
well.
Maybe they would call it.
But you can't escape the fact that these guys, this is the one area of the team that really has been unaffected by all of the sort of stuff that's gone on everywhere. There's not really any injuries there. They had everybody's returning from last year. There's no newcomers. There's no lack of cohesion. The performance just hasn't been good enough, and it needs to be better. And you look at what's happened to Tom Brady. Cincinnati, second play of the game, Geno Smith comes, you know, sprinting in and buries him, and he has a bad game. It seems like if you get to him early and rattle him early, that affects him throughout the game. Against the Jets, that didn't really happen. He didn't get hit early. He didn't get really touched until late in the second quarter. He played okay in the first half, but then look what happened in the second half. I think he was 11 for 18 in the first half, 11 for 28 in the second half, and now, by the way, might be dealing with some sort of hand issue or something that the CBS cameras kept focusing on last week. So I think
you saw the photo from the Patriots PR department, correct?
I did, with his fingers bandaged together. This is something to keep an eye on. The offensive line, it just needs to be better.
And today, if you believe in the trends, Tom Brady in a home game against the Dolphins, 10-1 against Miami at home in his career, including 5 straight wins over the Dolphins. Being home today is a big part of this, I think, for this team.
Yeah.
Being home is nice today.
I don't want to poo-poo what you're saying, but I've pretty much taken all of those things about recent or long-term history.
No, that's fair.
And I
get
down that.
Crap. That's fine, but being home is still a big thing. I believe that being home in the NFL is a plus in your column anytime you're
home. To me, this is more about Miami.
You're better at home.
This one's more about Miami. Miami has played the Patriots pretty tough in Miami, even throughout this dominance that the Patriots have had over the Brady and Belichick era. But here, more often than not, it hasn't been the same. Last year, game went down to the last possession of the game. It was a 23-16 game. Here, it was 28-0. You know, it was a laugher.
Yeah. I just think if Tom Brady hits Danelle Ellerbe in stride for a touchdown to, like, open the second half,
well, sure,
you're going to have a game. Like, they have zero margin for error.
Well,
if you're going to go 0-for-6 on third down, if you're going to do some of the stuff they've done,
and I'll even take it to the flip side. If Miami doesn't do those things, you know, the opponents have been turning the ball over consistently against New England, 34 consecutive games for the Patriots defense. But if Miami is able to protect the football and not turn it over, I fully expect this game to go down to the last possession of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's not going to, because Chandler Jones is going to eat up Bryant McKinney.
That's what I think.
Then they're going to bench Bryant McKinney, put Jonathan Martin back, and Chandler Jones is going to eat him up. Aside from the 2 Gronk touchdowns with the Gronk faces in the crowd, I'm also projecting a 3-sack day from Chandler Jones, his signature effort as a New England Patriot. Might want to turn your
mic. This is going to be a ridiculous game for the Patriots if all these predictions come true.
How many other what other predictions did you have?
2 touchdowns for Gronk, 3 sacks.
2 Gronk spikes and 3 sacks for Jones.
I mean, we're only a few minutes into the show and he's already coming up with these. Like, we got a lot of time left. If you're going to keep these coming.
I don't have too many more coming.
Okay.
Just so you know.
All right, you're just getting them out there early. It's good to know.
Kind of shot it early and I'm kind of going to pack it in here.
All right. Coming up at 11:15, we'll go behind enemy lines. We'll talk to Adam Beasley, Dolphins beat writer from the Miami Herald. That's coming up at 11:15. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number for you, and let's go to those phones. Olivia is in Melrose today. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, I'm super excited to hear that Amendola is playing. I thought he wasn't, and I'm ready for him and Gronk to get their first touchdowns of the season today.
That would be phenomenal, and you're going to see Gronk. I'm predicting it. Gronk will be in the end zone. Hopefully, Amendola will be in the end zone. Say, though, not totally official on Amendola, just reports at this point. We'll have the inactives 90 minutes before kickoff, but all signs seem to point to Amendola playing and Talib not.
Yeah, and you're right, Olivia, because this is the first time you're going to get to see Gronkowski and Amendola in this offense together. So it is exciting. You know, you have a chance to see what this offense might look like if these guys can stay on the field.
See if it has the white stuff.
It's time to go to Jeff in Vegas. What's going on, Jeff?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Guys, it's a bright, sunny day at Gillette Stadium.
It's freaking beautiful.
Andy Hart has been up and tweeting for hours.
It's true.
Everyone seems a little bit groggy, except for Andy. So I have to commend.
That's because Andy doesn't stay up late to watch the games.
That's
everybody else
everybody
does.
Else made it through the end of the Red Sox. I fell asleep.
Yeah, that's obvious. And to that point, as Eric Scalabino would say, which call do you guys think was worse, Patriots last week or Sox last night?
I thought the Patriots last week was worse.
I think they're the same.
I agree.
I think both calls had to be made. If you have a rule, call it.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that the NFL now is coming out saying that they missed the one on Copels. You know, that should have been called too.
Yeah, but why? I mean, if they missed a call, they missed a call.
No, I understand that, but if we're going to be over egregious and call these things, by the letter of the law, I want it called.
Yeah, but that calls are missed all the time.
Yeah, I know, but not necessarily in a rule that is supposed to be like some sort of point of emphasis.
Nah,
I didn't like it.
I think it was the right call.
I think it was the right call, but I didn't like it. And I think the obstruction was the right call, but I didn't like that either.
It was definitely the right call.
Yeah, I think the obstruction was Beetle. He sounded very quiet over there.
Well,
he's eating.
I think number one,
Beetle got yelled at on Twitter last night.
Plus, he walked in and said, "I've switched three times. I don't know where I stand on this anymore."
Because Beetle was adamant that it was the right call. We you know, yeah, it sucks, but it was the right call. And now all of a sudden, he comes in, he doesn't know what to think.
And then you slept on it.
I think he got beat up by the fans overnight.
No, I went.
Be a man.
My gut last night told me that it was definitely the right call. And then I started watching the replay a million times and starting to like
but it's still the right
overanalyze
call.
It. And I don't blame them for making that call. But in terms of which call is worse, I think last week's call is ridiculous. It's correct. It was the right call. But
that's how
the lack of discretion in when to call that penalty and to, for the first time in NFL history, choose that moment and call it there when it clearly didn't affect the play, I just find that to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
That's another. That last part is another reason why I think the Patriots one was worse. Because this one, I mean, you can't make an argument that the Red Sox guy didn't affect the play.
It absolutely affected.
Absolutely affected the play, and this one didn't.
Yeah, but so you wait to see if a guy
call it. It's in retrospect. You're asking after the fact that both of them were called. You can't. I can't use that as an excuse for why or why it was or wasn't called.
I think either one, you call the whambulance.
And I'll tell you what, the NFL rules. If you want to compare these two calls, the NFL rules are so much more clear in the way that they are written than Major League Baseball's rules, that Major League Baseball, no matter what the call is, they always have tons of gray area. No matter what their call is that they make on the field, they can make an argument for their call or against it because there's too much gray area. I feel
didn't
in the
like
NFL,
the,
there's less of that
like
gray area.
You didn't like the very likely part of that rule, I take it?
That everything about the umpires
very likely has obstructed the runner.
You know, the other part of this, Paul, is that last night when you're looking at that, and we don't want to get sidetracked on this, but the explanation of the call last night led me to believe, what, I'm defending these guys? Wait a minute. I have to go back and look at this thing because these guys don't even sound sure of themselves. And that was part of me saying I had to look at it again, and I don't know where I am.
What about the fact that
I'm far more angry about John Farrell than anything else.
Yes, me too.
What about for the fact that if we had a Super Bowl decided on the push call,
yeah,
we would just get a written pool report, right? We wouldn't get
Because only one guy would be able to talk to him.
Yeah. So I found that interesting.
I found the press conference to make them look guilty.
They're just like
I thought the press conference made them look guilty. Like, wait a minute, what is this? I understand they're trying to be transparent and trying to be open, but you needed four umps and the head of umpiring to be up there. I don't know.
Strength in numbers.
Yeah, that was really awkward. That whole press conference. That was sort of strange. Moving on. What do you think of the Miami coaching staff? This regime that's in there, how have they looked to you guys?
Well, I think that they have some problems in the offensive line, obviously, but I think Joe Philbin, Andy thinks Joe Philbin's a clown. I think Joe Philbin.
I'd love if he were my grandfather.
He impressed me in Green Bay, and I'm not going to lie, I put too much stock probably in one game, but he impressed me the night that Matt Flynn came in here and had his team competitive. Against the Patriots, I want to say back in 2010 on a Sunday night game.
Sure.
But I think that he has done a nice job of sort of setting up a program down there where they look like they have a plan. And they've been sort of directionless for a while now. I think, they've made some mistakes, like I said, with the offensive line. But I think Mike Sherman looks like he's done a nice job with Ryan Tannehill. I like some of the things they're doing there. I don't think they're quite good enough yet, but defensively and offensively, they have some individual talent that is worth looking at. They need to get some pieces filled in. They need an offensive line, and we'll see if Bryant McKinney can help it.
Yeah, and they did win at Indianapolis a few weeks ago. We don't want to forget that. And it does seem like that at one point that defense was flying around.
Well, I think defensively they're decent. I don't think they're great. I think they're pretty good, though. Offensively, they just can't protect the passer, and they turn the ball over too many times as a result of that. Those turnovers killed them last week, and most of them were as a result of too much pressure on Tannehill.
All right, what do you got, Jeff?
Okay, guys, line on the game. It's New England -6.5, total 46, and that's going to bring us to the Jeff and Vegas Smart Money Play of the Week.
He's on the phone, so apparently he's not going to play your soundbite. So, heavens to Betsy.
2 weeks in a row, Jeff. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't
just looking as dumb as ever in there, too. He's got his hat on backwards. He looks like a bleeping
moron. Leave
him
alone. He got his food today.
Heavens to Betsy.
All right, there it is.
There's the sounder. That's a little bit more like it. Guys, what we're looking at today is a signature bounce-back performance from Tom Brady He's being questioned a lot across the country and locally. Brady's going to lift up the Sox. We're going to start a two-game winning streak today and then tonight with the Red Sox. Lock in a big game. Andy's right. Gronk is going to produce. We got Amendola. And no reason to hedge on any Miami plus 250 money line. Take New England. They're going to win big. I'll say about 28-13. Lock it in. Take the Pats big today.
All right. Take the Pats big, Jeff. Thanks for the call.
I forgot that. That's another thing Brady screwed up, his prediction for the World Series.
No, he said Patriots, Sox in five. Oh, that's right. They lost twice, huh?
Oh, it didn't take long for Paul to come full circle.
I wanted to try that math one more time.
I'm not counting last night. I'm going to be Red Sox homer nation. Oh, that didn't count. It's like, you know, my next rule that I'm going to dispute is if the guy calls one that's off the outside corner for strike three, he's still up. It's not three strikes. It's not really three. Because it's the same thing. I mean, it's a rule. I mean, that's what they called.
Nathan's in Southern California. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
What I'm looking for is performance of the O-line. They really need to change just their giving up pressures and sacks, and especially early. The analyst from Miami said on Rook Show that Cameron Wake's finally healthy, so I'm kind of interested to see how Vollmer's going to block, and I'm interested to see how you guys think the O-line will do today.
You know what I just stumbled across? I was bouncing around the statistics on the NFL website, and Patriots, 3.3 yards per carry on first and 10 rushes this season. I think they've done it like 69 times. That's just not good. I think they're near the bottom of the league in that category, and so it's not just pressures. It's offensive line.
No,
we're going to line up and run them. It's anything. The offensive line has stunk.
I mean, I know it's always anecdotal when we say it, but this team only seems to be able to run the football when the other team's not expecting it to run.
Yes.
I'm not saying that they've never lined it up and run it down your throat, but in general, like Andy made a big point. They had a couple of third and ones last week. They had a 4.5-yard average or whatever it was that people talked about all week. They had third and ones. They couldn't get them.
That is a far cry from where we thought they would be this season, right? Which was the improvement
Lean on the running game while the passing game is trying to develop. And I just said, you got to learn how to run the ball if you're going to do that.
And they're obviously aware of it.
Paul was on this from the very beginning, I will admit. You were saying from the very beginning when I was saying, well, they're going to be able to run when the other team knows it's coming. That has not been the case.
That's because Logan Mankin said they were going to do that.
They can do it against teams. They can do it against, like Buffalo. You know, teams that have terrible run defenses, but they haven't been able to do it consistently against anybody with any.
And the Dolphins average 3.8 a carry allowed on defense, so. Okay, no run today. We'll put that away.
All right, put it away.
I have a question. I'm going to pose it
in
talk radio form.
Please pose the question.
Bigger gain and or loss here, the return of Amendola or the unlikely return of Aqib Talib?
I would say there is a bigger loss in Aqib Talib than there is a bigger return in Danny Amendola.
I agree with you, because I was ready to just say Gronk was going to carry the offense this week and you were going to win that way. I think one of the only ways the Dolphins win this game is a couple big plays in the passing game, and I'm concerned about that with both Wallace and Hartline having that ability, and Talib out. Who knows what Kyle Arrington is going to be? Does he get to play? Does he not get to play? Whatever he is, you know, you got Logan Ryan grabbing his crotch, and Lord only knows what else is going on.
Well, I agree with both of you. Talib's loss is much bigger than Amendola's return. I didn't like what I saw defensively last week. And, you know, to me, that looked an awful lot like, you know, the old Patriots defense.
I want to get to this call. Jefferson is from Salt Lake, but today he is in the parking lot tailgating here in Foxborough. What's going on, Jefferson?
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, you going to send some photos in? Hashtag PPGS or webradio@patriots.com?
Absolutely.
Nice. You got any hot ladies with you?
What's that?
You got any hot ladies with you?
My wife. She's the hottest one.
Okay, lovely lady.
Andy will take that.
I'll take her.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, so I got good news, everybody. The Patriots never lose when I come to town, so we can book this one as a win.
Now, how long of a track record do we have here? What's the sample?
This is my first game.
Well done.
Absolutely. But no, I'm a big good luck charm when it comes to live games. I was a big Utah Jazz fan, still am, and my record's like 95%. They never lose when I go,
okay.
Except for Michael Jordan pushes off and wins at the buzzer again. the Jazz in the 97 finals. Anyway.
Is your name Brian Russell?
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, Brian Russell? Yeah, I did meet him.
So what else you got, Jefferson? What do you got on today's game?
No, just want to say thanks for everything you guys do. I'm crazy excited to come in. I just am beside myself and just wanted to call in and say the Patriots are going to have a dominant victory today. I think that the loss of Aqib Talib is going to be, you know, something big, but I don't think it's anything we can't sustain throughout the day. I think that Tom Brady's going to have a career day today, at least, you know, hopefully thinking. But I really think that his track record of games after losses is pretty astounding, and I think we're going to have a hell of a game.
All right, Jefferson, thanks for the call. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, Pat.
I don't even need a career day. Like, you know, completing 50% of his passes would be a step up from last week. And, you know, not needing that touchdown throw with 5 seconds to go. You know, the whole theory of him coming off a loss was very much in jeopardy against the Saints when he threw that ugly pick in his first attempt at a comeback.
855-PATS-500, that's the phone number for you if you want to get on the phone lines. We have open lines at 855-PATS-500. Your emails are welcome at webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. Send those on over. And remember, use that hashtag PPGS today as you're getting ready for Patriots Dolphins. Coming up next, we go behind enemy lines on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. We'll talk to Adam Beasley, the Dolphins beat writer from the Miami Herald. That's next.
You're listening to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social with Mark Bertrand, Paul Perillo, and Andy Hart, only on the Patriots Facebook page.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. You know the view from New England.
I'm defending the Patriots.
But what about the view from the other side?
It is what it is.
Time now to go behind enemy lines.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Andy Hart and Paul Perillo. It's time to go behind enemy lines and look at the opponent today for the Patriots, the Miami Dolphins. And joining us on the Ace Ticket Hotline is Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald. Adam, the Dolphins haven't won a game in over a month. What's changed for that team since the start of the season?
They can't protect the quarterback and they can't hang on to the football. It's that simple. I mean, their offense was never great, but it was certainly efficient in the first three games of the season, and they put themselves in a position to win the end. They're just not making those plays anymore. They can't keep Tannehill upright, and when he does have time to throw, he's throwing to the wrong teams. So, it certainly take a turn for the worse.
Adam, what do you make of the reports, and can you confirm that Bryant McKinney is going to start at left tackle just a few days after joining the team, and do you think that's a good idea?
Well, we'll find out in about 7 minutes. They haven't released the inactives yet. I had heard and reported yesterday that he would start, and nothing I've heard would change that. Look, it's just a sign of desperation. They're in dire straits. Tyson Klaboe gave up 8 sacks in 6 games. He was on a record pace. It just wasn't sustainable. So, the amazing thing is they could have had McKinney in free agency. He came to visit the Dolphins. They went in a different direction. They got Klaboe. Now they would go and get him in the middle of the season, and they had to give up compensation. They had to give up a late round draft pick for him. So it certainly hasn't panned out the way they planned.
Adam, would you think that Martin would move over to the right side if that happens?
Yeah. It would be McKinney at left, Martin at right, and Klaboe to the bench.
And how would, I mean, it's tough to tell, I understand, with McKinney just getting there, but has Martin been okay and Klaboe has been the huge problem? In other words, if McKinney were able to come in and maybe solidify things, could there be a dramatic improvement with Klaboe out?
I mean, look, anytime you can protect your quarterback, particularly late in the game, you're going to be a better football team. They lost 2 games in a row now, simply because they couldn't keep the defensive ends away from Tannehill in crucial parts of the game. Last week was just a glaring example. I mean, they had the ball, chance to win it. They already had the lead. They just had to run out the clock, and you saw what happened. Mari Williams got the best of Tyson Klaboe, so it's completely the reason they went and made the move. We're going to start starting today if it's going to pay off.
Now, do you expect them to run the ball better? Will this affect that in terms of being more productive on the ground?
Well, they're going to certainly try to run the ball because New England is not very good, as you well know, stopping the run. So they're going to make that a priority, and they're going to want to shorten the game. They're not going to give Brady the football a whole lot. But this is still a team that tries to win the game through the air. I mean, they believe in Ryan Tino, and for good reason. He was, as I said, excellent the first 3 weeks of the season. So I think they're going to run the ball, but they're going to still put the game in his hands and have him go win it. This is a crucial, not only season, but 5-game stretch for the Dolphins. They're 3-3 now on a 3-game losing streak. They've got the Patriots today, obviously, at home against the Bengals on Thursday night. They could either be 5-3 and looking at a playoff run, or 3-5 and looking to 2014. So it's a huge stretch we're approaching right now.
And before we move over to defense, Adam, I wanted to ask you about that running game. Understood that they certainly invested a lot of money with the weapons around Tannehill, and Tannehill has, you know, made some progress. But do you think that they don't run it enough? It seems like Lamar Miller has, you know, a decent average at times. I thought the Atlanta game in particular was one that, you know, the carries were way down, but the production was there. Did they get away from the run too much?
I think you make a valid point. Here's the issue, is that if they have a couple of ineffective runs, you know, three or four stretch of runs in a row that go for negative or no yards, they abandon it. They just go away from it because
they're the Patriots.
Can't run. What's that?
That's what the Patriots do.
Yeah.
as soon as someone gets stacked up, that's it.
It's confounding because, you know, the running game obviously picks up speed as it progresses. The line starts wearing down the defensive line. The Dolphins don't really believe in that, though, which is very strange considering they are a power team. Now, if McKinney's in the starting lineup, you're going to have, you know, three or four massive offensive linemen up there. John Jerry is huge. McKinney is huge. And Richie Incognito's no, you know, no slouch himself. So you have the power running game there if you want it. They just have to do it.
Jumping over to the other side of the football, obviously Cameron Wake is sort of the key to that front. Got off to a decent start and then battled some injuries. Where is he health-wise right now, and are you expecting maybe a big day from him?
Well, they need a big day. Certainly they need to get pressure on Tom Brady because we saw last year when you give him time, he's lethal. You know, I don't know where he's at. They're very coy about injuries in Miami. He clearly wasn't right last week. I mean, he played 22 snaps, and he wasn't really a factor at all. They need him to be well. They need him to be good, and I just don't know if he's there yet.
The health on the defense in general, Adam, has been a problem. I know Patterson, the cornerback, was out for a while, but some of these guys starting to sift back in. This seems like individually, from a talent perspective, it has the makings of being a pretty good defense, if healthy. How close are they to being a really good defense?
It all depends on if they can cover the tight end and the running back out of the backfield, because that's been their Achilles heel. They can stop the run. Their corners have actually been pretty good. They have, you know, and obviously the Patriots don't, you know, their wide receivers aren't going to really challenge you too much. It's tight end in the backfield, they have to worry about. So that's really a question mark. They went out and spent a lot of money on linebackers. They've got Danelle Ellerby and Philip Wheeler. Those guys haven't really had a huge impact yet. And their safeties, well, Chris Clemens has played very well, but Rashard Jones has taken actually a step back from last year, which is disconcerting. He was one of the better safeties in football last year, but he can't really seem to cover any tight ends out of the backfield. So really, that's going to be the key. If Gronk runs free and wild, it's going to be a long day for Miami.
Who is the key player in that matchup? Obviously, Gronk, you know, had a lot of targets coming his way last week in his return, and I think, you know, the best boost for this offense would be to get him back in the end zone where he's so familiar. Who's the guy in your mind that's the key to that matchup?
Well, I think it's going to depend a lot on Rashad Jones' shoulder, a lot on Chris Clemens' shoulder. I think it's going to be by committee. They're not going to line one guy up on him. They're going to, and really the best way to, you know, to stop Gronk is not let Tom Brady throw the ball to him. The best way to get, you know, is just get pressure on the quarterback and get him on the ground. And that's the way, you know, you make your secondary look better. So it's an enormous challenge. The Dolphins know this. They haven't won here in a long time. Haven't won here since 08. And they need a lot to go right for them to win on Sunday.
You have a pick for this game?
I picked the Patriots in the paper. I think 21-17 sounds about right. I still don't think New England's offense is where it needs to be, but it's going to be more than enough to beat this team.
All right, Adam, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it.
All the best.
All right,
thanks, Adam.
Adam Beasley.
No problem.
From
all right. I'm feeling even better about my predictions. I think the Patriots are going to roll today the way he's talking.
I'll tell
Cameron
you
Wake doesn't look right. They can't cover any tight ends
anywhere.
They
can't cover the tight end, and they haven't been able to get Cameron Wake on track. Those are two things that, to me, that with Gronk back healthy,
I came in at 24-17. I just upped it to 31-13.
31-13.
Somehow the
more.
Fact that they can't cover Gronk has subtracted from the Miami offense in Andy's prediction.
No, the subtraction from the Miami offense is as little as I think of Jonathan Martin. I'm not real comfortable bringing in a left tackle 3 days later and saying, oh, he knows all the schemes. I mean, is there a reason for it? If somebody could sell me on a reason for it, like there's a similarity between what Baltimore and Miami does that, you know, he played for, you know, if you can sell me
so
on it,
you're buying
it, okay.
The whole 20 different protections and running plays.
Yep, I'm not.
Nonsense.
I'm saying
as opposed to
Jones,
as opposed to block him.
Ass-whooping, bitch-slapping, kick-assing.
Got the inactives.
No. Ooh, inactives.
Okay. Oh,
inactives.
Let's go to the poll center for the inactives and then also get a poll. How does that sound?
Do I'm going to read the
Darren,
inactives?
Yes, Darren,
we do. All
right. Take it away.
F them up. We got
them.
Boyce, Tlaib, Boharnes.
Okay, maybe I should have read them.
Boharnes.
Kelly, Washington, Beckett, and Chris Barker.
Jake Beckett says, Andre Carter, you took my job, you bitch.
Yeah. And to keep Tlaib as we sort of speculated.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'd spend a lot of time on that. I think that's a good move. I don't know how you guys feel about it. I wouldn't play him next week either.
Yeah, I'm all for it. I'm all for a game.
I didn't like what I saw last week defensively, and that solidified in my mind what I had seen over the first six games, and that is that he is the most valuable player on defense for the Patriots, and they can't be the defense that they want to be without him being 100% healthy, and I don't think he is going to be healthy if you just sort of, you know, let him rest a week and bring him back. I think this is a good move by the Patriots.
You know, Kyle Arrington needs to not be so terrible again this week as he was last week.
That is true.
To put it bluntly, he needs to not play the same way. He got benched last week. I don't know what's happened to this guy. At the start of the season, the first couple of games, I thought, Kyle Arrington looks like he's off to a really good start. And I've never been a Kyle Arrington fan, but I thought, obviously, the coaching staff at Bill Belichick saw something in this guy to reward him with that contract in the offseason. I thought he got off to a good start, and last week it was total suck, suck, suck.
He got off to a good start with Aqib Talib getting off to a great start.
That's true. That's
true. I think that's a part of it. Every time, or the mostly when Kyle Arrington fails, it's when they're being injured and his role is sort of being escalated, and he's not ready for that. He, you know, what's the Peter principle? There's a certain level where he's a good, solid contributor to a defense. When he gets a little bit above that, he gets exposed. And I thought he got exposed last week. And I thought that kind of got buried in the Talib didn't play and the offenses. You know, that was horrific. And this is your $8 million re-signed corner who you asked to cover a slot guy, by the way. That's the other aspect. It's almost Talib unrelated because you're the slot corner. We decided you're the slot corner. He's the slot receiver. Cover him.
And it wasn't Wes Welker. I like Jeremy Curley probably more.
No, good,
more,
not great.
I probably like Jeremy Curley more than you know, Curley's parents do. I think that he is a good, solid player. But he's not the kind of guy that should take a game over the way he did last week. And by the way, not the first time he's done that to the Patriots.
Or should make an outcut in the end zone. And Arrington's like, whoa, I can't.
To the point where Dan Dierdorf, who really doesn't criticize anybody, says, I have absolutely no idea what Kyle Arrington was doing on that play. Words to that effect.
You know, speaking of guys in coverage on this team, where do we stand on Dante Hightower?
Ooh. Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good.
And I was a disbeliever in that aspect of his game coming in. I don't happen to believe linebackers can cover in the National Football League, save for like three guys. And even those guys aren't cover linebackers. But I just didn't think this big guy who was their sub rusher in Alabama was going to come in and run with all these, you know, NFL athletes. And so I don't even fault him really for that. I know that gets like the glaring focus because you can see visually he's 5 yards behind his guy. How about make a play?
He looks
anywhere
lost out there.
But make a play.
He looks lost at times.
Move him forward. You know, why does he always have to be in coverage? Get him moving forward. Take advantage of some of his athleticism, his size, his versatility. Because to me, you know, we're talking about Jake Beckett, who just pulled into Taylor Price's driveway on Taylor Price Way. Dante Hightower is, you know, at least has the blinker on for Taylor Price Way for Bustville.
You know, you just brought up a word, Beetle, yeah. Lost. He looks lost
he
at
looks
times.
Lost.
And I wonder, like, I'm guilty on this one because I was all in. Last year, last summer.
Two commentaries about how Hightower was, like, the greatest player.
No, one on Hightower, one on Adalis Thomas. I'm all in on these big, prototypical linebackers that are going to revolutionize the game. I'm 0 for 2. But last week, the play that really stuck out to me in terms of lost was that scramble by Geno Smith, that he's coming over and then kind of turned his back, and then he hits him like half-heartedly as he's going into the end zone. I'm like, this is like this 270-pound linebacker who supposedly has this athleticism that's off the charts. That's street football at that point. Geno Smith is out of the pocket. He's running on a scramble. There are no necessarily assignments to worry
about.
He
got caught in between.
It's an athleticism.
He didn't know if he stuck with his coverage or come up and make the play on
the quarterback. But that far downfield, that's what I'm saying. It's like, you kind of throw the book out the window at this point. It's just, I have to chase after the guy with the ball and make a play. That's what this game has come down to. And I would think a guy with the physical attributes of Dante Hightower, that should be right up his alley. And yet he looks really, really lost on that play. Well, his size and his speed.
Yeah. Yeah, is his speed that's really what we're supposed to be
that's what
on?
I'm talking about.
I'm yet to see this speed.
You know how
I'm
you always say
270 and I can cover it.
Well, no, you know how you always say some guys can run, you know, some guys have speed and some guys don't play to it. You know, some guys are big, not just big, but he plays big. Well, he might be able to run in a straight line, but he doesn't play as fast as his speed does.
Yeah, I think the only time sold I saw a bill him, of goods on him.
The only time I saw him appear as if he had the elite speed that he's billed as was that time that he ran down Fitzpatrick in Buffalo and he pulled his hamstring on the play. He hasn't been the same since.
Never good when you're bringing up plays from like a full year earlier.
A year plus.
Not good. Not a
Jimmy
good spot.
Graham is active, for those of you in fantasy football.
I'm fairly stunned by that, based on the Jay Glazer reports.
By the way.
855.
He clearly, you know why he was taking himself out of the game, by the way, several times. Shut up, Beetle. We can interrupt you anytime
ahead,
we want.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please. After you.
508-298-0398 here. Web radio at patriots.com. I mean, come on. You're not splitting the atom over there.
Chester's in Portland, Oregon. Hi, Chester.
Man, the Fred Kirsch Kool-Aid is flowing today with all this positivity. This is a nice change of pace. I'm enjoying the positive foreground. You know, still a lot of questions out there, guys. But, you know, to me today, got to run that football and establish this running game again. And, you know, I know that we've been talking about this a little bit. But, you know, we got to get this offensive line back on track. And there's no better way than to start getting this running game going. And, you know, conversely, opening that play action again. I just think that that's something that's been grossly missing. I'm going to be watching this O-line closely. I feel like, you know, we've really got to keep analyzing to find out what we're going to do to get better. And, you know, we're all saying the O-line is going to get better. And, you know, in Skarnecki, we trust. But, you know, to me, that's just, to me, the focal point right now in Brady and everything else in terms of this offense getting their timing back. You know, on defense, man, to me, today it's about pass rush. I'm excited to see Andre Carter back. Even more so, I'm really interested to see Ninko sliding into that coverage role potentially. And, you know, this whole debate on Hightower, guys, you know, I just wonder if we have him in the wrong spot altogether. And, you know, just stemming off of that, you know, if it's me looking to re-sign Brandon Spikes, I think I pass at this point based on what I'm seeing. I mean, he's just not showing up in my view in terms of forcing some turnovers and getting physical out there. You know, let's see what happens today. But, you know, I see maybe Hightower moving into that spot and cutting ties with Spikes next year. Just on that conversation, I just think we got him in the wrong spot. And, you know, you touched on the hamstring injury. That could be a very good point there. But, you know, to me, it just seems like he's just not in the right slot, so to speak, you know, very much like what we've said about Arrington in the past in the secondary. Speaking of the secondary, I just love that we're resting Tlaib. You know, to me, you just got to continue to see the forest through the trees and understand that goal number one is to win this division. Winning today is going to be a great step in that direction. And, you know, I'm with you guys in terms of staying positive. You know, hopefully we see some mojo back. But I'm staying 31-20, Pat, and hopefully it starts a little tear before this bye week. That's all I got, guys. You have a great day. Over and out.
See you, Chester.
See you.
Bye, Chester.
Is the offensive line capable of establishing the run? That's the question. You know, the theory is fine, but against a team that plays pretty solid against the run, and, you know, we get back to, did they just ride Tom Brady's coattails forever as in their ability as an offensive line?
And could it be as simple as now that Brady can't get rid of the ball so quickly because he's not exactly on the same page with everybody, now the pressure is there?
And now that they don't have weapons and they're not a good offense, you know, when teams aren't scared to death of these spread sets and these targets and these, you know, when they're just saying, well, they're not really that good, so we can kind of base it, but whatever. I think we're seeing this offensive line get exposed, and I'd love to see them bounce back. We'll see if they're capable.
Landon.
Poll Center agrees with you, Andy.
Have we had a poll yet in the Poll Center?
We can do one right now.
Yeah, I say we do.
We're like an hour into the show. And
we were
going to
do one. As I said, let's get the inactives and then the poll, and then Andy took over. So
no
Andy
worries.
Ruined it.
The man couldn't say Steve Beauharnais.
Yeah, well, it's French.
and obviously you are not.
No. So the poll, kind of what we were talking about earlier in the show, what has been the biggest issue for the Patriots offense this season? Choices, run game, pass protection, quarterback play, or receiver play?
It's offensive line, pass protection.
55%.
I would say offensive line just in general, too.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. I think this is a decent front. It's not just Wake. You know, as Beasley said, Adam, but also, you know, they got some good overall players on there. Odrick is a good player. Olivier Vernon, who the Patriots I know liked in the draft. I have my concerns with this whole O-line thing. The fact that they have weapons back makes me feel a lot better, but O-line not good.
855 Pats 5.
You know your co hosts say offense bad.
Yeah, O-line offense bad. Is bad.
O-line bad.
O-line is bad. Landon's in West Virginia, and he's up next. Hi, Landon.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's going on?
Great, y'all.
I just had a couple of questions, and you guys kind of just touched on it with that running back. I've got Ridley on my fantasy lineup, and I'm wondering against that Miami defense or how much they're going to end up using him, how you think it's going to go if Ridley. I got to choose between him, Maurice Jones-Drew, and Ben Jarvis Green Owl.
Andy?
Well, I would never use Maurice Jones-Drew because of the team he plays on.
I'd go Ridley.
Ridley or who? Ben Jarvis Green Ellis against the Jets. I would go Ridley.
Yeah, I don't think, because Jarvis Green out there going against the Jets, so he'll probably, he's not that, lighting up anything this year anyway.
Beetle, you're supposed to come up with the geek-related questions.
So it's my fault that I didn't have a fantasy question?
No, you're supposed to have the answers, I should say.
Oh, the answers, sorry. Sorry.
Because you keep track of this stuff.
I said Ridley.
You know what's important.
I said Ridley.
Whatnot.
Ridley would be my guy.
Okay, and then just one more because injuries and everything.
This is a problem. This is a problem, Landon. Go ahead.
It's a PPR league now?
What kind of league are we talking about?
Yeah, PPR. It's Chris Johnson against San Francisco. I had Chris Johnson. He's out. I picked up Peyton Hillis because Jackson was out. What do you think he'll do for the Giants?
I think he'll be mediocre at best. That's what I think he'll do.
Mediocre at best.
Yeah, I think injuries.
Yeah, Giants don't have much of a running game.
Giants running game stinks.
Yeah.
So I think you're screwed, to be honest with you. That's how I think your fantasy week is going to go.
Wow.
Yep, up that creek with no battle.
Steven Ridley and Peyton Hillis aren't going to get it done? Or that's two separate leagues?
Yeah, I think you're going to lose today. If that's what you got going on, Landon, I think you're going to lose. We've got some questions coming in at webradio@patriots.com. Want to play a couple games here? Let's play some games.
Love games.
Let's play some games. And this is the first email coming in from David. Based on the Danny Amendola, is he a bigger gain than Aqib Talib is a bigger loss? So, here's the question. The injury bug has hit the Patriots hard on both sides of the ball this year, writes David. Who would you rather have playing? Here's three different sets of players. Vince Wilfork or Shane Vereen?
Vince Wilfork.
I'd go Wilfork there, too. Gerard Mayo or Rob Gronkowski?
Gronk.
Wow. And the last one is Aqib Talib or Danny Amendola, and I think we've answered this. Aqib Talib is the answer there.
Amendola Mayo would have been the better matchup.
And like Talib and Gronk or Gronk, Brady Gronk or Brady Talib.
Talib Gronk and would have been a better matchup, and Mayo Amendola. How about why don't you answer those?
Okay, what was it?
Aqib Talib or Rob Gronkowski?
I'm multitasking. They asked me to join a chat too today,
I'm on a chat.
Okay.
I just said no.
I didn't yell. It wasn't like you last week. You completely undressed me for not being on the edge of my seat to answer a question.
It's all about Andre Neblett again.
Rob Gronkowski or Aqib Talib? Who would you rather have back?
Oh, that's a hard one.
Well, that's why I matched him up that way.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good job, Paul. I'm going to take, assuming health, 100% Gronk. I'm going to take Rob Gronkowski.
I'm going to say Gronkowski as well because I am not offense bad. I think it's perfectly okay if you win 35-19. Have to win 17-13.
The offense is struggling. They are struggling. As our friend Joe Namath would say.
The other one would be Amendola or Gerard Mayo.
Amendola, Gerard Mayo. I would probably take Gerard Mayo.
I would go Amendola on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
I would take Gerard Mayo.
So Paul says offense important, defense irrelevant. Because you think just have to pick any defensive players.
But I have to be consistent.
Defense,
you know what? I feel like in order to win consistently in the league, you need to score points.
You got to do both. You got to be able to do both.
In order to score points, you need to throw. So that they go hand in hand, Andy. There are no high-scoring run-based teams.
You can actually run the ball into the end zone.
Yeah, you can, but there are no high-scoring run-based teams.
Is that true?
Those teams generally score 20 at most. If you want to win consistently.
Oregon not a run-based team?
Yeah, college is the same.
I knew I could get him, Matt.
Let's play another game. Huh? Games are fun.
Okay, I'll try to pay attention to this.
I mean, there's
one.
A salary cap in the NFL. Oh. Obviously, there is no salary cap in
college. Oh, see what he did there?
Alabama and Oregon are unlimited resources.
And they pay quite well.
And now they don't let students. See the Saban getting pissy with the students
what
who
a
or whatever?
DB. Unbelievable. The arrogance of that guy.
Well, I mean, were you ever doubting that?
No surprise who his best friend is. Anyway.
The guy he golfs with at 7:15 or whatever.
Nick sends in from Miami some over-unders for today's game.
More games. Love it.
Brady, 3 touchdowns.
Under.
In honor of last week, push.
I'm going to go under. Gronk, 2 TDs.
In honor of last week, push.
Gronk, 2 TDs.
I've already predicted Gronk, 2 TDs.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over today.
You think he's going to have 3?
I think he's going to go for 3.
I think you're out of your board.
I would go with a push, though. I think he's going to have multiple scores today.
Okay, because you can't say over on Gronkowski.
More, but it's more fun to throw over out there. sounds a lot better.
But you said under on three touchdowns. Well, for Brady.
Doesn't mean Brady's
so now Ryan Mallett's going to come off the bench.
Oh, end around. And he's going to throw.
I'm agreeing with Andy. It's going to be two. It's going to be multiple scores. Ridley, one touchdown today.
Over.
I'm going to say.
I'm
going over last week's game.
I'm going to go under.
Plus,
there goes no touchdown.
So you just effed that guy.
Go
who
no
you
touchdowns.
Told to play Ridley.
Oh, no, he basically told him he was screwed.
Yeah, I told him he didn't have a very good option.
Yeah, but Ben Jarvis Greenells couldn't get a touchdown. You don't think Ridley's going to do crap.
Defense, four forced turnovers.
Under.
Four?
Four.
Under.
Go
seems
under
like an easy under.
It's a lot. It's a lot of forced turnovers.
And if they get those, by the way, it's going to be a lot of fun here at Gillette Stadium.
Well, by the way, that would get into line with Adam Beasley said. You know, this is a crossroads for Miami at 3-3. They play the Patriots on the road here, a place that they haven't had any success, and then they play Cincinnati next week. They could be looking at 3-5 at the bye. And if you turn the ball over a boatload like that, you're really sort of going back to the drawing board.
Who do we fear more taking advantage of the lack of Akibius Talibius? Would it be Mike Wallace or Brian Hartline?
I think Hartline is a guy that would get you more catches. But I fear Wallace more because I think Wallace can give you those 80-yard drives in three plays.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we know how much Bill used to target Wallace in Pittsburgh.
I think Hartline is probably the better all-around receiver, and he is a deep threat. He's an outside deep threat too. I just think Wallace is more explosive and can ruin you with fewer catches. Wallace is a guy that he'd get four catches for 120 yards.
I'm in game mode.
You're in game mode. Good. I'll tell you why. It's time to get serious. Enough of the games.
No. I wanted
to talk about
games. No, enough of the games. No, you're not doing anything right now. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do,
Andy. Sit down and shut up.
Sit down and be quiet for a minute because it's time to get to the keys to the game.
Already?
Week 4.
Oh, I can't wait.
Here are Andy and Paul's keys to the game.
Time for the keys to the game, the keys to victory for the New England Patriots as they take on the 3-3 Miami Dolphins today in Foxborough. The Dolphins haven't won a game since the 22nd of September. That win came over Atlanta, 27-23, and they did it without the help of Ray Finkel. And today they take on the Patriots in Foxborough. Andy, Paul, what are the keys to today's game?
I think the key for the Patriots is the same key that Antonio Cromartie faces every day. Protection. They need to protect Tom Brady. They need to keep him clean, especially early. I do not want to see anyone around number 12 early. If he gets banged around a little bit, it's not just the sacks. We talked about this earlier. It's a compounded thing that I think gets in his head and just leads him to a day like last week where I'm saying, oh, that's all you. I can't blame Aaron Dobson. I can't blame the rookies. I can't blame when you're making throws that bad and missing guys by like 5 yards, that's on you. But really it isn't. It's on the offensive line. Protect Brady.
The Patriots take the ball away, Beadle, and Miami likes to give it away. So, therefore, my key is to make sure that that happens today. You need to continue your streak of forcing turnovers and get Miami in catch-up mode. Don't let them run the ball 52 times like the Jets were able to do last week because the game was competitive. Get a two-score lead, make Miami throw the ball, and then you do exactly what Andy just talked about. You take advantage of that suspect offensive line. You force some mistakes. You force some turnovers under pressure. Got to force a turnover or two or three. How's that sound?
Three turnovers?
Two, three,
somewhere in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are the keys to the game from Andy and Paul as we get set for Patriots Dolphins today in Foxborough. If you want to call the show, 855-PATS-500. 855-PATS-500. Keep your emails coming on in as well. Webradio at patriots.com. And if you're on Twitter, don't forget to use that hashtag PPGS. Andy? Hold the thought. It sounds very important, and we're going to get to it coming up next.
Too much buildup.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit verizon.com/amazon for details.
is Dante Hightower, the New England Patriots, and I get ready for every game with Andy Hart and Paul Perello on the Patriots Pregame Social.
That's good, Andy. It's a nice talent you have there.
Welcome back. I am a pretty good whistler.
Andy's good at blowing the whistle.
Yeah.
Your mother taught me.
Welcome back.
And after a solid Antonio Cromartie line, he goes right back down to
that. He goes right back to that.
The second-rate humor that is Andy Hart.
Welcome back.
Second-rate or
second-grade? Donuts, Patriots, pregame
social. Second-rate. I don't want my son saying that next year.
In that particular case, second-rate.
Let's get to Andy's very important thought, because it sounded very important. He was trying to break in with it. We wouldn't let him say it. And I'm actually quite pleased with myself for being able to rein him in such a fashion. So go ahead, Andy. What's the thought? What do you got on your brain?
I forgot.
No, well, no.
What's on the dome?
It's not really going to live up to the hype. I was just going
you
to
You should
ask.
Know I got a little wiener.
No, I do not. Your mother knows what I got. If the Dolphins pull off the upset today,
yes,
the key player for Miami will be...
And you were saying big play Clay?
Oh, no. I was just voting that on the poll because I felt bad for him, because he's a key part of their... You know, this is a team that I believe second in the NFL in red zone offense in terms of percentage. I think he has four touchdowns.
He's a good player.
I like him. Like, versatile. What?
No, just spoiling the poll center.
Like, yeah, he's a nice versatile player, but I would say I am going to go with Michael Wallace.
Cameron Wake for that guy, because I think you need to continue
He has been good against them, by the way.
Yeah, he had a really good game.
He's got like a sack and a half,
in Miami last year, he had a really good game.
I thought he was healthy. Adam Beasley really rained on the idea that we were going to see him at like his best.
Yeah, I think that he needs to be a disruptive force and continue this sort of sputtering offense for the Patriots. If the Patriots play offense anywhere near where we've seen in the past, not this season, in the past, then I don't think Miami can keep up. Because I think at some point, when you're trying to get in a shootout, if Miami's trying to get in a shootout with the Patriots, at some point they'll have a protection issue that causes them to have a huge mistake, and they won't be able to keep up. That's where the turnovers will come.
Patriots can't exactly get in a shootout either.
No, I know. And that's why I think Cameron
two
Wake...
Teams with knives going to a gunfight.
Cameron Wake has to make sure that Tom Brady doesn't get comfortable. That's why I would say if Miami's going to pull an upset, their defense is going to have to lead the way, and he's going to be the reason.
What do you got, hired voice?
I'm going to take Ryan Tannehill. I'm going to take Ryan Tannehill in this game.
Could take the quarterback.
Because
no
he's
creativity.
The quarterback.
He's real radio guys. No creativity.
And he's a very important figure on the Dolphins team.
Boring.
If you want to go on the road and upset the Patriots, I think that Patriots defense is vulnerable right now, and he's the guy that can expose them.
Where is the Patriots defense most vulnerable?
I think they're vulnerable everywhere, to be honest with you. But I got to be honest.
As
Paul is signaling right now with his
between
hands,
the tackles,
air traffic controller,
right after getting rid of the field,
we got a landing right down the runway. Jones,
after
Joe
letting
Milano.
Andre Neblett go last week, they're in disarray,
and they did not promote Silver Seliger.
Really though, they're letting up a ton of yards on the ground.
Have you noticed?
Yeah, I mean that's become pretty noticeable.
And everybody keeps focusing on the average per carry, which is relevant at times, but not when you run the ball 52 times. What that tells me is that you had a lot of 3 and 4 yard carries that allowed you to convert a lot of third downs, because you can't get that many plays. I think that was the most plays the Patriots defense has faced all season last week. The reason for that is not just that the game went overtime. It was that the Jets converted over 50% of their third downs. A team like the Jets is able to do that because they stayed out of third and long for the most part. They had some long conversions. They had a third and 21. I think they had a third and 10 early in the game as well. But for the most part, you know, Ivory is getting 3 yards on first down, and then maybe they're throwing a short pass, and then it's third and three, and they're able to convert it. And they had some short yardage runs that Ivory was able to get. And to me, the most damning one, the overtime drive, featured something like 12 runs out of 13 plays, and they couldn't do anything about it. So to me, that's where they're most vulnerable is right between the tackles.
Gronk Nation in the house today, apparently. Gronk Nation just tweeted out that the bros will be at the game wearing the new Look Who's Back t-shirt that's available.
Which you can buy right now.
They are dangerously close to the go-away line for me.
Them or him?
The family Gronkowski.
I was going to say
the family Gronkowski, not Rob. Rob is.
Well, but he's part of the
Rob
family.
Rob is an unbelievable talent.
But you got to take the good with the bad, and the bad
includes the
entrepreneurial, brothers.
I've had enough.
I've had enough of the sales pitch and the, well, you know, look who's back and buy my t-shirt and buy my cereal. And it's just, it's a little
cereal's not very good either.
No, you've had
it. Yeah, it loses its sweetness quick. It gets mushy quick. It's nowhere near as quality as Frosted Flakes.
So you think that you just, like, bring stuff up on this show? We have the inside story on everything.
On everything. There is nothing you have, you don't have the
inside
story.
That's why this is the best Patriots pregame show on the internet.
There's another one?
Somewhere. Not sure where.
Why can Fred get away with it and I can't?
Again, the phone number is 855-PATS-500. Check on in with us on the phone lines, 855-PATS-500. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We have an email here from James Pettigrew.
Jimmy.
And he writes, "Hey, Beetle, I'm in a long snapper and holder PPH league." Points per hold, that is. "Should I put Danny Aiken in the flex spot? His yards per long snap have been down the last 2 weeks."
That's awesome.
I would say it's time to consider some other options, maybe see what's on the waiver wire in your league. I'd have to look at your individual league to know. But, yeah, no, you've got to maybe make a change there.
You might have to go make a trade for Zach Diossi. Is he still a long snapper? Is he still with the Giants?
That sounded good. It sounded good.
The only long snapper I can think of. I mean, Lonnie Paxton's been retired like 4 years, so I don't know. Why do I hear, like, women yelling?
Because they know that we're in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big crowd outside.
Yeah. Alex writes in, I think if Cauley stays healthy, he can become a star receiver on this Patriots team. If you recall, he was Manning's Wes Welker for the Colts. A star is reborn. That's from Al the Mailman.
Yeah, but
can Cauley be a star for the Patriots?
The Wes Welker of anybody's Wes Welkers has to stay healthy. And Austin Cauley is a big hit away, or maybe a little hit away, from having major problems. And now you have the same concern. I don't know if you saw, Beetle, that Amendola said that this is his second concussion in the NFL. He had one a long time ago early in his career. And he doesn't include that in, you know, multiple concussions, but that's two. That's multiple by nature, even though it hasn't been a close facsimile issue.
Facsimile? What?
Proximity. That's what I meant. I was watching TV while I was talking. Sorry. Austin Cauley is not the next anything.
I like Austin Cauley. I think he's a solid player. I don't think he's a budding star. He's a solid. If he is somehow able to stay healthy, he's a 50 to 60 catch guy. Solid complimentary piece. I like Austin Cauley. I liked him coming out of college. I thought he looked like one of those guys that ran good routes and had good hands. And as Bill Belichick often says, you need your receivers to get open and catch the ball, right?
How come he doesn't draft guys that do that?
I don't know.
Speaking of Wes Welker,
but you remember,
one guy who can't get open, sometimes catches the ball, and the other time, sometimes gets open and never catches the ball.
John writes in, webradio@patriots.com. Who finishes the year with more touchdowns, Welker or Brady?
I'm going to take Brady. Sarcasm aside.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, listen. I think that we've seen the worst that this offense is going to be. I think it's going to get better with Amendola and Gronkowski.
For today, anyway.
Back in the fold. Well, I think I'm pretty confident.
That's a game to play. How many games this year are they going to play together?
I don't know about together. I'm pretty confident that Gronkowski.
That was the question.
No, I know. I know. It's a valid question. We've actually been batting it around, my boys for the week. I think Gronkowski. I'm pretty confident Gronkowski is going to play the rest of the season. I'm not confident that Amendola will. I think Amendola probably will end up playing half the games in the second half, just like he's playing half the games in the first half.
Well, part of the issue is we're all now fixated on his head because he got knocked out. But you know, the groin issue is still an issue in my mind.
Yeah,
the fact that you have double groins.
I'm more focused on the groin because I think.
I'm surprised.
I think that was funny because I said that I was staring at his groin in the locker room.
Yeah, no, you were.
I just stare at Andre Carter and say, "Boy, I wish he would take his shirt off."
I think
he's
a slip or a cut away from being gone for the year. Concussions are concussions; they can happen anytime.
When you completely tear it from the bone, it's good.
I know, but I still think that he's susceptible to injury because of you know, the fact that he's already injured.
When he goes like this and does a complete split on the field because there's nothing holding the two legs
together. You know, and God forbid if it happens to be on field turf, because you know how much more dangerous that is.
All right, Felgie Jr.
It's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
I don't know how you don't just hit him at some point during the course
of the
show.
I'm not close enough. I'm not close enough.
No, he's talking about Felger, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not close enough.
Oh, I thought you were reaching out.
Sorry,
to hit me.
I was just reaching that way because it's the same direction.
What are you going to hit me
for? You said the same direction.
Break. I listened earlier when you said, hold that thought. I'm the host. It's my show.
The head honcho.
Paulie Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly.
I don't want to step over you guys.
No, I'm good. I'm waiting for you to say something. You're the host.
Let's go to the poll center.
And then we interrupt.
Darren, what do we got in the poll center?
When in doubt, go to the poll center. Andy was talking about this.
Oh, Chuck.
Yep. Which Dolphins skill player do the Patriots need to stop the most today? Choices are Mike Wallace, Brian Hartline, Chuck Clay, and Lamar Miller.
Mike Wallace. I'm going Mike Wallace.
I'm
going
to go Lamar Miller for the reasons that Paul just gave. When you're giving up those short 3 or 4 yard carries to be able to convert on third downs, I think you got to start with the basics. Start with the stuff right in the middle of the field. Slow down Lamar Miller and don't let him pick up any first downs.
I'm going to be curious to see what Miami does, and that's what we talked with Adam Beasley from the Miami Herald earlier. They haven't run the ball. They had a game against Atlanta. I think Miller had 8 carries for 68 yards. And, you know, obviously when you
see
that.
That's a very astute observation, Paul, you made in that game.
When you see that at the end of the game and you look and now they won the game, but it's sort of begs the question, like, how did he only get 8 carries?
Right, like a guy with 11 for 50-something. How come he only had 11?
Yeah, no, I don't really look at it the same way.
Of course you don't. Everything but Patriots.com, Paul
Perillo. Because the Jets are a good run defense and Atlanta can't stop a nosebleed.
Were they a good run defense that day?
The Jets?
Yeah.
Good enough.
11 for 50.
Good enough.
11 for 50. That's not good enough.
I think that if you continue to run against the Jets, that average is going to go down. I think if you continue to run against Atlanta, the average is going to go up. Now, maybe I'm wrong about that. But that's the way I would look at it. I don't kill the Patriots for not running the ball more against the Jets last week. I think at some point, if they decided to run and make a commitment to it, the Jets just would have said, okay, you're not running the ball at all today. But to me, 8 carries for 60-something yards, you know, I think you have to get it to 16 carries to see what happens against a bad run defense. And right now, let's face it, the Patriots are a bad run defense.
They are. That's what they become.
I'm going to be curious to see if Miami says, you know, scrap our what we like to do. We have to game plan for this team the way Bill Belichick would. We want to try to expose a weakness here.
Yeah, I like the way you're thinking, Paul.
Theoretically, they also have a weakness on the outside without their top corner. Right?
Yeah, but your weakness is pass protection. So why not take a little pressure off of that and attack the other team's weaknesses by running, you know, inside where the guys that that Adam said were, you know, stout. You got Pouncey in the middle, and you got Incognito and Jerry on the at the guards. Maybe you can run between the tackles against an undersized front.
Sorry. David writes in, when Tommy Kelly and Aqib Talib get back, will that fix a lot of the Patriots' defensive problems?
I think Kelly's huge, literally and figuratively. No, I really do. I mean, that gives you a guy that is not only massive, but knows what he's doing. I mean, he's played before. You have two young guys out there, at least one of which I think is ill-suited for being a run stuffer in Chris Jones, the other of which isn't all that big in Joe Villano. So, yeah, I think the Kelly thing is – now, the question is, can he be the man? I mean, can you count on him to play – whenever he gets back out there, is he going to play every week? Can he play full snaps? My guess is, from what we saw early in the season – that was not the plan. The plan was to rotate guys through. They were rotating Wilfork. They were rotating Kelly a little bit. I find it hard to believe that Tommy Kelly is going to be like an every-down guy the rest of the way when he gets healthy.
855-PATS-500, open lines for you if you want to jump on board with the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com, getting ready for Dolphins and Patriots today at Gillette Stadium. Coming up next, we look around the AFC East and around the NFL. It's the Sunday six-pack.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere.
Kicking ass.
More hard-hitting facts and analysis coming up next on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center,
located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call Star NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami, Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place, Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit verizon.com/amazon for details.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium. Now, here's your host, Mark Bertrand.
Welcome back to the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social here on Patriots.com. I'm Mark Bertrand alongside Paul Perillo, Andy Hart. We're going to get to the Sunday six-pack coming up in just a couple of minutes. Patriots take on the Dolphins today.
Got some breaking news off Twitter.
And with that, we have breaking news from Andy.
Tom Brady, no tape on the two middle fingers of his right throwing hand as he warms up for the game.
No tape.
No tape.
You have game pants on?
Hopefully. I think that would be big with the ladies on Twitter if he did not.
Keep the pants on. Take the tape off.
So no tape on the hand. He's ready to go.
All right.
No excuses today. No tape, no excuses.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. That's where Tony in New Jersey reaches us. What's up, Tony?
Hello. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good, Tony. How are you?
All right, Andy, Paul, guys, great. Great job you guys do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a little bit about dinner, Alfonso Dinner. I think that he's being overlooked because everyone wants to talk about Aqib Talib and stuff like that. I think Dinner is on almost the same playing field as Talib, if not a little bit under. He makes plays constantly, and I think you can put him on somebody like Hartline, Wallace. And if he got injured, I feel as though all these plays that we're giving up now, I think that yardage would triple without Dennard's play being there.
Yeah, I think Dennard is good, not great. I think one major difference, I think he's physical, but he's a lot shorter, more stout corner. I'm not sure he could match up every week with some of these bigger guys down the field like we've seen from Talib. I certainly don't see him with a guy against Jimmy Graham. I wouldn't see him matching up well with Vincent Jackson. I like Dennard as a number two corner. He makes plays. He fights for the ball. He goes up and gets it. I like a lot of what he does, but I'm not sure he has the size, length, and ability to be a number one corner like Talib.
Okay. What about the play he had against Roddy White in the Falcons game?
Yeah, no.
He played against him very well.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I think he's a very – and it's key. More important than length is the ability to go up and get the ball. No question about that. Timing, playing the ball. But I just think you're talking – you know, I saw something the other day from Jim Trotter, who used to work for the San Diego paper, now is with Sports Illustrated. He talked to some of his personnel guys and was asking, who's the best corner in football right now? None of them, his point was, none of them mentioned Richard Sherman, who he believes is the top corner, Richard Sherman, I mean. And some of them brought up Aqib Talib as the best corner in the National Football League right now, the way he's played this year. I don't think Dennard is in that equation.
Okay, I just wanted to express my feelings on that and hoping we get a good Pats win, 31-10, eat some squid.
I hear you. Squish the fish, eat some squid.
All right, Tony.
Calamari.
Yeah.
I like a good calamari.
Gary's in Ohio. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, I want to say thank you. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you. We appreciate getting calls from people like you from all over the country.
You know, I'm more worried about our defense than I am our offense.
Why is that?
I just think with Talib out, that just takes us and all our playmakers out, it just really hurts us,
Are you confident that the offense can overcome that this week?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not worried about our offense.
Well, the offense has gone 1 of 12 on third down in 2 of 3 weeks. I can't hear Paul.
Huh?
My mic is on.
Oh, now it is.
Now it is.
It wasn't that time. I'd like to agree with you, and I love that Gronk is back, and I love that Amendola is back. But until I see this offense put together a couple weeks in a row where it looks like what I think a New England Patriots offense should look like, I still have some doubts. I mean, there's still the protection issue. If you don't get that protection issue cleaned up, the targets might be somewhat irrelevant. And so I'm not quite as strong feeling that the offense is great and everything. Woo-wee is fine.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree. If we could get our running game going, Ridley being punished like he's being punished, I agree he has a fumble issue, but I don't think he should be sidelined. Because then it takes me 2 games to get back in stride.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing a little more Ridley. I like Ridley.
He's
the lead back, and I'm all for running a little bit. I know today is a tough matchup. But again, I don't know how long I'm going to go to the well and say, well, the offensive line should be the strength of your offense. Well, maybe it's just not. Maybe they're just not that good. Maybe I overrated them.
Yeah, they're not looking too good, are they?
No, they've been piss poor all season for the most part.
Well, I just wanted to call in and say thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
All right, Gary, thanks for the call. We
very nice it. Man, that, Gary.
Very nice
called
guy.
In to say thanks and very talk nice. About the game a little bit.
Let's get to the Sunday six-pack, shall we?
Oh, now we'll get to
yeah, you want to get to the Sunday six-pack?
Nothing's ready to cracking open the six-pack. Andy, Paul, and Mark pick six games against the spread. And just like your favorite beer, these guys are ice cold.
Maybe I just drink to get drunk.
Time for the Sunday six-pack.
Time for the Sunday six-pack. We all did terrible last week. Terrible, right, Kev?
It was ugly. It was bloody.
Really?
Yes. Paul 2-4, Mark 1-5, Andy 1-5.
Wow. So the
there's degrees of suckitude, and as usual, yeah. I was at the high
yeah,
end.
So Paul 18-20, dips below 500 for the first time in the season. Well. Mark 15-23, Andy 13-25.
Yeah, you suck, Andy.
Well, we all know that. Like his mom.
Learned it from your mom.
That was a weak comeback.
Yeah,
right there.
I mean, this is a your mom thing. It's like the third time he's used it.
Well, first game.
It's very hard for me to keep track of all the different things I'm doing right
first
now.
Game.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a multitasker.
Green Bay and Minnesota,
right? Green Bay by 8.
I'm going to take Green Bay.
Green Bay at Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Green Bay.
Green Bay at Minnesota?
Stinks. Minnesota's a bad team.
Yep.
I don't like all those injuries.
Bad team
have.
With no quarterback, Paul.
Yeah, Ponder's back in there, though. I'll lay the points. Not feeling as confident about it as you guys are, but I will take Green Bay. 8 points is a lot for a team with no weapons at all.
All right.
No weapons.
No
I think
weapons.
Minnesota
no
blows.
Weapons.
No weapons. Next game, Washington at Denver.
We have Denver by 11.
Ooh. I will take Denver to win and cover, even though I'm a little concerned about the Peyton Manning double ankle sprains and the fact that he did not look good throwing the football last week.
Denver,
hopefully it was in his head.
Coming off a loss, their first of the season against the Colts. And I think they win today, but 11 points. RG3 maybe going to get something going. I'll take Washington.
I'll lay the points. I just look at an offense that turned the ball over 4 times last week and still scored 33 points on the road. I just think that they're too much for Washington to keep up with in Denver. I'll lay the 11 points.
Cleveland against Kansas City today.
We got Kansas City at home, a 7.5-point favorite.
7.5, the 7-0 Chiefs. I'm going to go Kansas City.
I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the points with Cleveland playing pretty good defense, and I think Kansas City, by nature, is playing all close games, so I'm going to take the points.
Is this at home? Kansas City's at home?
Kansas yes. City at home.
I'm taking Kansas City.
Kansas City it is. Next game.
So, Beetle, did you take Cleveland on that?
No,
no Paul
no,
took
I'm the only
Paul
one who took Cleveland. Okay, gotcha. No wonder why the standings are all screwed.
Yep.
No, I just... I
yeah, this, yep.
This is under protest.
Yep.
I'm getting
the
hosed.
The New York Jets are coming off a win over the Patriots. They take on the Bengals today in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati by 5.5.
And the winning streak will not continue. The Bengals will win the game and cover.
I'm going to agree with you on that, Paul.
I'll make it unanimous.
You're unanimous.
Can't lose if I stick with yous.
Yes.
New Orleans at home today, and they host the Buffalo Bills.
New Orleans by 11. With Jimmy Graham.
That's a big one with Jimmy Graham.
A lot of points. A lot of points, but I will lay those points in the dome. I think Buffalo is very inconsistent.
I'm going to say New Orleans by 2 touchdowns, so I'm taking the Saints.
I'm taking the Saints
Huda.
As well.
Last game of the week.
Last game of the week.
The one that happens right here in this building.
Drum roll, please, now.
Drum roll! What's the line on this one?
We have currently New England by 6.
New England by 6.
Well, that's convenient.
I like the Pats by 10 to 13, so I'm going to say Patriots.
I like them by 7, so I'm going to take the Patriots.
I like them by a growing number every minute. I picked 24-17. On the website.
Is that a number? Was there a niner in there?
It's a niner. I'm calling from a plane. As I said, Adam Beasley swayed me. He swayed me that the Dolphins can't match up in this game. He swayed me that Cameron Wake won't get there. He swayed me that they can't cover Gronk. He swayed me to say 31-10 Patriots.
31-10. It's growing. It's
yeah, now it up 31-13 last time.
21-point win. I like how the Dolphins offense keeps losing points in this equation.
Well, that's what I said. You know, it's he started off with yeah. You know something to 17, and then he talked to the guy about how they Cameron Wake wasn't healthy, and that took points away from the offense.
Brady's going to move the ball easily. They're going to stay on the field, something they haven't done lately by converting on third down. And I'm telling you, Chandler Jones. Quick off the hashtag PPGS Twitter feed.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Fans, listeners at Wembley today for the Jaguars
yes,
game.
Yes, I heard from a lot of those folk via Twitter. Enjoy the game today. And hopefully the Niners will win, because the reason I was a little quiet over the first part of that segment was I had forgotten to put my knockout picks in, and one of them ended up being the Niners over in Wembley.
The Niners?
I don't know.
The Niners.
The Niners.
Governor.
Weather could be an issue in that game. Did you see that?
The Niners take on the Jaguars today.
The Jaguars are an issue in that game, too.
But, like, legit weather, I think. Like, hurricane.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I thought you wanted to be sure about these things when they're predicting a hurricane.
Well, I can't be sure who's going to win.
Question from Mike in Rhode Island at Web Radio.
Do they have hurricanes in Europe?
At Patriots.com. We are not going to start that discussion. We're going to get to Mike in Rhode Island's email.
Some good nest cat
and
talk.
And Mike says, who will have...
Jumbo stayed perfect.
Who will have the bigger day, Cameron Wake or Chandler Jones?
Chandler Jones. I just told you.
Chandler Jones has the better
three
matchup.
Three sacks. Bryant McKinney. You know, people... We'll remember Bryant McKinney as a guy that helped the Ravens, but they should also remember him as a guy that gave up, I believe, three sacks in a game to Tully Bantakane. That's all you need to know. Well, I'm damn sure it's multiple. I'm pretty sure it's either three or four. It's not less than three. I guarantee
So it couldn't have been a bad game he had there.
Mount McKinney.
Mount McKinney. Such a...
Well,
he's going to use a very... unpolitically correct word.
Let's go to an email from Denmark. We did not get a call from Denmark, but we did get an email from Denmark.
We don't have a number in Denmark. We'll go Sweden. Sweden's near Denmark, right? 02009101 78 I repeat, in your Swedish accent, call us while you're making meatballs. 02009101 78
Send some fish.
While you're making meatballs. I like that. Matt,
I don't want horse in mine though. Don't make any of those with the horse in it.
Matt,
no, Swedish fish.
Right.
Said, send some fish.
Hi guys.
I know
do
what
you
you're
have.
Talking about.
That's all I want. No horse involved.
Do you have any news on Kelly? On Tommy Kelly?
Oh, I saw him riding out in a golf cart, leaving the facility. He's out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know that. But do you have any other?
He was in the locker room this week.
Out on Friday.
That's a good sign.
We know he's not playing this week.
He had a nice red and black sleeve on that right leg.
I believe he is being held out for precautionary purposes. I think
he's getting closer to a return.
I think he's probably pretty close.
Suddenly, we don't rush guys back?
Yeah.
We have an organizational shift?
855-BATS-500.
Playing the role of Fred and leaving me speechless is Andy Hart.
We've talked about it a lot. This team often has guys come back faster from injury than we expect. Is there a difference going on?
I don't know.
Simon from the UK writing in. Simon writes,
if he wanted to call, he could call 0800016-38851. Have you ever seen... Go ahead.
If you're in North America, where it's much more likely that you would call us, it's 855-PATS-500.
I'd actually like somebody to call from Wembley. That'd be pretty cool.
That would
and
be cool.
If you could, it would be 0800016-38851. Don't walk away. I need you to. Don't you have something you need to do? Why are you so far from your mic?
No, I'm just waiting for you to wrap up. That's all. Simon writes, hey guys.
Doing a service.
I'm happy to see Bill go out and get Andre Carter, a guy who knows the system and can be very productive. I think it's a clever move by Bill with Beckett being inactive today. Do you think Andre is going to get more snaps than originally thought?
No. I think Beckett's inactive because Bill has Carter active. I think
Beckett doesn't
related.
Play.
Right. Bill did say on the 98.5 fake pregame show that...
except
the one that you appear on.
Yes, he will... Carter will be in the game at times when Chandler Jones bumps inside to defensive tackle in that look they've used for much of the
year. Yeah, I'm looking for 15, 20 snaps from Carter.
Simon is predicting...
You were going to say sacks, and I was like...
No,
half a
snaps.
Season.
I mean, I think that's around what... Michael Buchanan was doing. So
I think we need to caution
fans. I think
he
takes those Who's Michael Buchanan
Simon.
Snaps.
Yeah, Simon, like...
Simon says...
Pump the brakes. We'll see what he can do.
Simon's
he's two
prediction.
Years removed from being here when he was a 10-sack guy. Blew out a quad to leave here. Didn't do a whole
minor
heck of a
injury.
Lot last year in Oakland. 2.5 sacks. They thought he was not quite the same guy. So, I mean, he's still shredded. I can tell you that. He took his shirt off
yes.
the locker room.
Andy
shredded
was admiring
beef.
His body in the locker room.
Shredded
Check out
beef.
His groin. How'd that look?
No, Paul's the groin expert
okay,
on staff.
Okay, groin expert.
Oh, hot.
Want
Simon
to touch your peckies?
Simon has a prediction. 27-13 is his prediction for the win today for the Patriots. But he also writes, this has me thinking of other players that were lost this offseason. Which ones would you take back if they were available? Some of them are available. Here they are. Chung. Lloyd, Love, Carpenter, Brace, or Woodhead?
Woodhead would be the only one I would take back.
I would take back Woodhead as well.
Woodhead, and that's only because Vereen, and that's only because Vereen's out. And if Vereen were healthy and didn't miss all this time, I wouldn't take him back either.
If Kyle Love didn't have diabetes, I'd take him back.
I would take back Woodhead regardless of the situation with.
Of course, Vereen. If Kyle Love didn't have diabetes, he'd still be here.
You're right, because he proved that he could be durable, and Vereen has not.
No. Wait, that wasn't a joke. If Kyle Love didn't have diabetes, he'd still be here, in my opinion.
To which you then chuckled.
Well, you know, I was chuckling at myself, not his diabetes.
Alrighty then. James Pettigrew writes back in to let me do my job. That's what he wanted to tell you guys, to let me do my job.
What is your job?
I'm not exactly sure.
Where is said job description?
James, you want to write another email and give me a little description, I would appreciate it.
Rein in Paul and Andy, number one. Did you guys see Pat Patriot? Dressed up for the game. It's Halloween, obviously.
What is he this year?
He has a like a yellow raincoat and galoshes,
fisherman,
and stuff on.
So a mascot needs to dress up for Halloween.
They always do that.
A mascot usually
it's
does.
It's kind of funny. It's
costume.
Like a play on, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. He is like so miserable. Nothing fun should ever exist in Paul Perlow's world.
Yeah. Paul, what are you going to be such a downer for?
I'm not a downer. I just don't care.
John writes in, we are 5-0 when we lose the coin toss and 0-2 when we win it. Can we forfeit the coin toss? Just say, not participating. No, thank you.
You do whatever you need to do out there.
You just tell us what we're doing.
Well, for a while there, we were undermanned at the coin toss. We were sending out Logan Mankins and practically nothing else. At least we've kind of bumped up the captaincies lately with McCourty and Ninkovich. Make a fair fight out
but
there.
But they didn't go out, though, did they, last week?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Patriots getting set to take on the Dolphins, and it is time to go inside the press box with Eric Scalavino.
We're stuck down here in the studio.
Boring.
For the latest from the field, let's go to the press box.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
Here's Eric Scalavino.
Eric Scalavino joining us from the Gillette Stadium press box today, overlooking the field. Eric, what's the latest? What are you seeing out there?
Well, the Patriots just went into their full team warm-up period, 11-on-11. And the interesting thing noting there, without Aqib Talib, Kyle Arrington, who was benched last week as the third cornerback, is taking first-team reps in Talib's spot on the left corner with Alphonso Dennard on the right. Make of that what you will.
Now, how long will he stay on the field is the question.
Yeah, very good question. And who knows if that'll even be the way the lineups take the field. But it's pretty interesting. You know, 1 week after getting benched, basically as the slot corner, he's out there taking the place of the number one corner, kind of at least in warm-ups. A little curious.
What are you seeing in terms of Danny Amendola? How does he look out there in his return to action?
Looks pretty good. Kind of like during practice this week. He still has, I think people are forgetting that he still has the serious groin injury that he's overcoming and still doesn't look completely normal, you know, walking or running. But, you know, good enough to be out here, obviously. Doesn't seem to be showing any, you know, I mean, it's hard to brush it. Tell what his concussion effects might be. I mean, he's running without wobbling. So that's an improvement over the last time we saw him game field. But it doesn't seem to be having any other sort of problems. You know, it's a bright sunny day out, and as you know, one of the concussion post concussion symptoms is aversion to bright lights. And today it's a perfectly sunny day out here, and he's not wearing a visor. The way Austin Collie does, so that's kind of a good news item to report as far as his health goes, because if it were that serious, I think you'd be seeing something along those lines. But no, he was out here earlier running routes before the team came out here, and looks pretty good.
Does Rob Gronkowski have all of the armor on his arm again this week?
Oh yeah, he said he would, and for the rest of the season, and he does. So not really a surprise there.
How about Andre Carter making his debut again for the Patriots? How is he?
Correct.
Look out there, and I think we're all going to be judging him because we all have one memory of him in a Patriots uniform, and then
Andy likes him better without the uniform, but that's him.
That's true. I like him when he takes his shirt off, but there may be a different reality for what Andre Carter is the second time around here.
There is. I don't know if you guys saw the recap of Belichick's appearance on 98.5 earlier, he actually was forthcoming with information about Andre Carter, saying that he was going to be in the defensive end rotation when Chandler Jones bumps inside to tackle in that free defensive end look that we've seen so much of this year. I mean, that's a goldmine of information right there from the head coach about a player, just in general, which I thought was kind of interesting. Seeing Carter out on the field here, it's pretty obvious that he's the experienced veteran. He went up to Jones after the, you know, when they do the position group warm-ups, and was sort of like banging him on the shoulder pads, you know, gently slapping him on the helmet, trying to get him psyched up. It's kind of a, you know, you wouldn't expect that from just any old player who comes in here, at, you know, 3 days into his tenure on a team. But this is Andre Carter, who is well-liked, well-respected by pretty much everybody that you talk to. And that's evident right now. And, you know, with Jake Beckett being deactivated today, I think that tells you how much, they think about Beckett, or how little they think of Beckett, and how much they think of Carter. And for Belichick to come out and say that he's going to be in the rotation, you know, just 3 days after getting here, three, 4 days after getting here, I think that's that speaks volumes about what they think that he can provide today.
Not something we normally keep track of before a game, but how has Tom Brady been throwing?
In the biggest non-story of the week, he's been throwing like he always does. Let's not forget, he wasn't listed on the injury report with a hand injury. He was listed with a shoulder injury, and nobody seems to be talking about that, which is kind of bizarre. Nothing on his hand, no tape, no bandage, no wrap, nothing. He's fine. He's throwing fine. It's a non-story.
So what do you got today? Have your feelings on this game changed at all, Eric? What do we got?
No, not really. I still think it's going to be a fairly comfortable win for the Patriots today. I'm still going with my one touchdown a quarter, giving up one field goal a quarter. It's going to be 28-12. Not a problem.
Well, I actually have grown more confident as the show has worn on. We talked to a Miami writer, and he just put me in a spot where I now think the Patriots will win 35-3, Patriots over the Dolphins.
Well, what did he say?
He said they can't cover tight ends. Rashad Jones has been terrible. Cameron Wake isn't healthy. I thought he was supposedly getting healthy. Cameron Wake is struggling, blah, blah, blah. They're going to start Bryant McKinney. Jones is going to kill. I mean, it's all over. It's a debacle. Blowout city.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you up there for food soon. Bacon, bacon, bacon.
Yep, there is some.
Nice.
All right, Eric, thank you for your time. Thanks for the insight.
He's gone
already.
Mark.
All right, take care. Eric Scalavino, live from the press box, inside the press box here at Gillette Stadium. 855-PATS-500, any last phone calls or any last thoughts, bring those to the table right now on the Ace Ticket Hotline. We're coming to you live from inside Gillette Stadium where the Patriots host the Dolphins today.
I have a last thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
Any chance given Adam Beasley? I'm putting a lot of credence in Adam Beasley here. I hope he knows what he's talking about.
More so than I would ever for a media guy, but whatever.
Wow, now he's like ripping all media. You shouldn't listen to them.
Oh, including us.
Don't talk to media.
I knew what
media, bad.
I often know what I'm talking about. Notice I didn't say always. I said often.
Right.
But, you know, given the struggles covering running backs, maybe Brandon Bolden a little bit more active today than, you know, we're talking about Stephen Ridley, the lead back. Maybe this is a day where the versatile back, and at this point the passing back, is Brandon Bolden. Maybe he's going to have some action. What say you, PPR fantasy boy?
You think Brandon Bolden is going to have a big day? Is that what you're trying to
active.
Say?
Active. I didn't say big. Big will be Rob Gronkowski. Big. If you can only own one Patriot today, it's Rob Gronkowski.
In a PPR league?
Sure.
Okay.
Rob,
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Points per reception.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to have eight.
Did you really not know what that meant?
No, I think I did.
Point per reception.
Yeah, he's going to have plenty of receptions and touchdowns, which I mean, I know fantasy changes all the time. I still think touchdowns are good in fantasy, right?
They're still very good, yeah.
Okay, good.
They're a good thing.
So take Rob Gronkowski.
One more email I wanted to read here. Came in, webradio@patriots.com. Nick writes in, hey, guys, I have a few keys to the game that could get overlooked. Nick writes, second down.
Andre Neblett, is it?
We'll get to that. Key number one is second down. I may actually vomit if they run up the middle on second and 10. They do it literally every second down after an incompletion on first down, and it never goes anywhere.
Yeah, not true.
It is a bad trend that they do often.
They're actually 49% run, 51% pass on second and 10.
Which is a very bad number, if you ask me.
Number two, offensive line. If this were a mix of undrafted free agents, I'd be expecting the way they are playing. But they either need to step it up or we need to not invest in much in the big guys up front.
Trouble is, you've already invested. You already got $50 million in Mankins. You already got $30 million in Vollmer.
That's why he's saying, why bother? He's saying, don't invest then. Don't waste your money if this is what you're going to get.
No, but that money's bad. You know, some teams pay offensive linemen and they're good and they produce. You've already wasted that money. You pissed that away. That's gone down the pisser.
I think he's saying in the future.
Okay, well, in the future, maybe not. So are we saying we won't re-sign Nate Solder? Because he's going to be coming for contract soon. He's your first-round left tackle.
To me, it's just like, well, they haven't really succeeded in developing wide receivers, so why should we keep trying?
Right. That's stupid.
You got to get it right. You got to, you know.
They didn't have a good corner until they traded to get Aqib Talib, and then they found a guy who's now getting talk as, you know, the best corner in football.
Nick continues.
Try, and try again.
We can get Tom Brady sacked without using a ton of cap space. That's what he's saying.
Well, this is just a negative, cynical email.
Well, yes, it is, and that's okay on the show.
Might as well have been written by you.
We might even be able to afford a playmaker or two.
Yes.
Oh, he's dropping bombs now. And key number three to the game from Nick. Andre Nebley, need I say more? Thanks, guys. Nick.
Think he'll watch today?
That's his team. That's my team.
I don't know.
I was on that team for like a week.
I don't
know. That's my boys, Blue.
Talk about one of the most misinterpreted keys to the game that you'll ever see.
And I was shocked. That was actually
by the hack fill-in.
No, you were actually dead on. You actually were dead on.
I know I was.
You said Andre Neblett was the key.
No,
they gave
I didn't
up
177
yards.
That was not nice of you.
And
no,
then they released Andre Neblett. Nice. You hit it dead on.
It was funny. We've been over this before. It was funny, but it was not nice.
It was not nice.
Those two things can be the same.
You can be both things. He was very funny, but it was.
See,
not
here's
nice.
What Andy would say: the truth is never mean. But that was very mean.
Oh, no, the truth can be very mean.
Yes.
Very mean.
It's just truthful.
It sure is. So any other final thoughts today, Andy? Anything you want to get off your chest before
Patriots
this
42,
game?
Dolphins 0.
I have a final thought.
Okay.
I do not think the Tom Brady injury was one of the most overplayed storylines of the week when he has a picture that's put out by us, by the Patriots, that shows him with fingers taped together. The focus on the right shoulder is misguided. Clearly, he has a hand injury of some sort, whether it's his fingers or something. So to me, how he was actually throwing the football, I thought, was of some relevance.
I think it's of
after he hurt his hand last week, he then went 11 for 28.
Paul, as a former quarterback at a very, very low level, and I'm being serious here. I don't know if
the highest level of Massachusetts high school.
You were a pitcher as well. What would be a sign of like broken fingers or something, like, you know, what would happen?
Sailing high.
So we will be looking for sailing high,
it's not
the
able,
inability
it's
to
not
follow
able
through.
To grip it and rip it and bring it down, follow through.
Okay. So we're,
that
I'll
would
be
my guess. But, I mean, a lot of people tweeted that he was throwing the ball really well with a tight spiral and warm-up, so that tells me that it's probably not a huge deal.
Yeah, we'll see.
But it's worth mentioning, I mean, and worth looking for.
The fact
for.
That he did a Make-A-Wish appearance yesterday and was photographed inadvertently, probably as it was, with his fingers bandaged together, tells me that there is some sort of discomfort that he's dealing with on his throwing hand. And the last we saw him throw with such discomfort, he went 11 for 28 in the second half.
And plus, let's be honest, his moneymaker, it's that whole right side, yeah. And whether it's the shoulder or the hand or something with the moneymaker seems to be an issue.
Right.
All right. Well, it's time to go watch the game. That's where we're at. That's the point we're at here.
Nice.
You ready for it?
Blowout
ready?
City.
Blowout City.
The Pats are back, baby. Gronk is spiking. Chandler is sacking.
I have a good feeling on the offense. I'm kind of with Andy in the eye. I think the offense is going to break out today.
Looking for a big breakout performance from the Patriots. They've dropped 2 of 3. They were a last-second touchdown away from losing 3 straight. They're back home today against an AFC East opponent. It's the Miami Dolphins. Kick off, that is. Coming up.
He could kick it up. I mean,
kick it up. Kick it off.
Kick it up a notch.
About 15 minutes from now.
If someone drops a ball, he'll kick something up.
Enjoy the game, everybody, and join us back here on Patriots.com for the post-game show. I'll be back with you after the game. Talk to you then. Bye-bye. What I set out to be, without a doubt, I'm tired of bleeding. All those who look down on me, I'm tearing down your balcony. No way fans are bust, don't try to ask him why, how can he? From infinite town to the last relax, I will be still. Whether he's on salary, paid hourly, until he bows out or he just bows out of him. Whichever comes first, for better or worse. He's married to the game, like a f*** you for Christmas. His gift is a curse. Forget the earth, he's got the urge to pull his f*** from the dirt. And f*** the whole universe. I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
This has been the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Miami Dolphins.
Over the middle it goes. It is intercepted by Brandon Spikes at the 35, 40, 45 at the 50 of Baltimore, and out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Be sure to tune in to Patriots.com radio for the Patriots postgame show with Mark Bertrand immediately following the game.
28 seconds remaining. Empty backfield. Three receivers near side right. Pass lead by six. Snap to Fitzpatrick looking over the middle. Fires to the right. Intercepted in the end zone. Intercepted by Devin McCourty.
Log on to Patriots.com all week long for the latest news and information on your favorite team. We look forward to hearing from you next week on the Dunkin' Donuts Patriots pregame social.